95.3 The Bull. It is 8:15 Friday morning. It's time for our 815 salute to a hero of the herd.
Steve, today we have Sierra Kellen from Family Peace Center in, and she's our hero of the herd this week. And what that means, Sierra, is that you're going to get a plaque telling everybody that you're a hero of the herd. And also, you get a Bluetooth speaker courtesy of U.S. Cellular.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so honored.
Before we let you skedaddle with all the goods, so you have to tell us about Family Peace Center and what you do there.
Yeah, so the Family Peace Center, we serve survivors of domestic and sexual violence here in our community and their children. And they can come to us free of charge. Everything's confidential. We do an initial intake to understand what their needs are and then can connect them to upwards of 30 partner agencies that provide everything from legal assistance to financial assistance, housing assistance, counseling assistance, and kind of everything in between.
And you are the executive director with Family Peace Center.
I'm the operations manager.
Operations manager.
Yep.
That's right.
Not quite there yet, but working towards that goal, aren't you?
Yeah, so I do a lot behind the scenes, working with our partner agencies, making sure that when our staff are sitting down with survivors, everything runs smooth.
And how many individuals do you assist?
Yeah, so in 2.5 years, we've served 1,300 clients and getting busier all the time.
And you talk about both male and female.
That's right. Yes. Wow. So I think a common misconception is that domestic violence only happens to women. And although that statistically might be the majority, that's not necessarily true. We do serve men. Really, any gender can come and get access to our services.
So let's say for a second, like you said, that like one of the things that affects Family Peace Center the most is when you're out and you're trying to promote it and promote the things that you guys do, is that 30-second elevator pitch is sometimes difficult to pitch to somebody. So let's say that I'm somebody coming to Family Peace Center and I need assistance. What would that look like?
Right. So you can come through our door. We take down some information from you, get you into a private space where you can have a private conversation with one of our staff. The first question we're going to ask is, what brought you in today? For some survivors, they know exactly what they're looking for. I need an order of protection. I need to file a police report. Others are, I just know my relationship is feeling like it's getting dangerous and scary, and I'm concerned. What are my options? And so our staff are tailoring that conversation based on the needs that you bring in. And then we're saying, we've got all of these options. It sounds like based on your needs today, you're looking for XYZ. We've got these partners that can meet those needs. This is what that might mean for your confidential information. Do you want to share that information with them so that you can get their services? If yes, then we're connecting you to that service and making sure you can set up that first appointment either on-site at the Peace Center, or if it makes more sense to go to their facility, we're making sure you have the ability to get there.
And you can connect me with any one of these 30 resources that you have.
Correct.
Yeah.
How lucky are we to have the Family Peace Center here in the Forest City? And Sierra Kellen is our hero of the herd with U.S. Cellular today.
The last question I have to ask, and I ask every hero of the herd this, why do you do what you do?
It's not a work that I necessarily chose. I think it chose me. And domestic violence is an important issue. It affects so many areas of our community. 1 in 4 people experience domestic violence across their lifetime. And it really just is an honor to make change and hopefully make the situation better for even one family.
You have a big event coming up, don't you?
We do. On February 18th, that's a Saturday, we are doing a Mardi Gras masquerade ball at the Union Event Space. We hope you can join us.
That'd be awesome. I think she just invited me. I think so.
Is that
what it was?
Okay. You better get your masks ready.
Well, I guess we'll have to be there. All right, well, Sierra Kellen of Family Peace Center, our hero of the herd for today with U.S. Cellular at 95.3 The Bull.